So in this video, I would like to share with you an absolutely crucial life lesson. And this is a crucial lesson, a crucial bit of understanding that if you embrace and absorb into yourself, it's going to help you to understand people. Before we go down the road of looking at the life coaching models and the principles and the theories and the practices and the communication skills and the language patterns and all this kind of stuff, all that stuff's good. But this is actually all about understanding people, which if we don't get, well, all of the principles and practices, all the greatest models and techniques in the world, they're not going to make the slightest bit of difference. So here we're going to discuss perception, and I want to get this in the first section of the course because perception for most people is absolutely everything. Now in that last video I suggested that most people live their best lives inside of their own minds. And most people genuinely believe that what they think is the absolute truth out of the time, all of the time. Now, if you think about it, this is a real problem, all right? Because a certain someone, I shall name no names, has just been voted in as the President of the United States. Now, I don't have any opinions about this, because none of us are perfect, me included, all right? Now, this guy has some opinions, some world views, that he's now going to build into the foundations of what it means to be an American. Now, whether these things are good or bad are all going to be down to the perception of individuals. Because in the last presidential elections, I do believe that the split was pretty much 50-50, there or thereabouts. Round about 50% voted for red and round about 50% voted for blue, which means that two different types of people have two entirely contrasting perceptions. Now, who's right or who's wrong? That's not really the question here. It's what's your perception? Because how you see things will ultimately determine what it is that you go on to believe. And what you believe will ultimately then go on to determine how the rest of your life goes. What you believe will determine the choices that you make, the things that you say yes to, the things that you say no to, how you communicate and interact with other people. It's going to view how you, it's going to determine and influence how you see other people. Perception is everything. Now, there's this really funny idea that stems from the realms of neuro-linguistic programming. And this is that in life, people never respond or react to reality. They only ever respond or react to their perception of reality. So people don't, or in life, very, very seldom react or respond to what's actually going on. They only ever respond or react to what they think's going on or what they fear may go on at some point in the future. Now, in the core fundamental beliefs of the course, I suggested that no one's broken. But yet, if you were to go into a medical practitioner's office, a doctor or a nurse or a hospital, and say to them, "What is anxiety?" They're going to tell you that anxiety is it's a mental illness. It's a disease that people can contract that breaks people. It's a mental illness. These people, they're broken people. Well, neuro-linguistic programming and life coaching doesn't really accept that. We're not really willing to embrace that as true. Because if people are broken, then what that means is that they need people to fix them. And if people need other people to fix them, then that deems them as being helpless victims. And that's not an empowered mindset. That's not one that we would ever want to endorse or promote. So, I share all of this is because, say for example, someone was anxious about the future. If you think about it, anxiety is a fear-based emotion. You can't get anxious about things that have happened in the past, because they've happened. There's no point about being, "Oh, I'm scared that this thing happened in the past." No, you can't get scared about things that have happened in the past. You can feel happy or sad about things that have happened in the past, and I'm going to share all of this in a lot more detail later on in one of the next sections. You can only feel apprehensive or anxious or paranoid or concerned or worried about things that may or may not happen in the future. And how you feel about those things that may or may not happen in the future are going to be determined by how you perceive the world, what your expectations are. In life, most people live most of their lives inside of their own minds. Now, I don't know where all of this sits with you. If you're really analytical, you might be agreeing, you might be disagreeing, but I'm going to share with you a story to help you see what I see here, to hopefully bring you into alignment where we're in fundamental agreement, all right? Now, there was a guy sitting on a train. Now, this guy was a father of two, and on the train, the two children were just running up and down the centre aisle. They had bags of sweets and they were chasing each other, making quite a lot of noise. Now, at the top end of the carriage, there was another guy sitting there trying to read his newspaper. He just had a really busy day at work. He was tired and he was grumpy. Now, as these two children were running up and down, he was starting to become distracted. He was beginning to get frustrated to the point where he snapped. He lost his temper, he stood up and he walked up the centre aisle of the train and approached the father of the two children, where he said, "Are you completely unaware of the distraction and the noise that your children are making? I think you're a terrible father. I perceive you as being a terrible father. I think you should get your children under control right now." And upon saying that, the guy who was sitting there, the father of the two children, looked up with tears in his eyes. And he said, I'm really, really sorry. I don't mean to offend. We've actually just come from the funeral of the children's mother. To be honest with you, I can barely even think straight. I don't know what to say to my children. Their mother's just died. I don't know how to be a mother." Now, how do you think that angry man's perception changed as he was faced with a little bit of truth? Because what he initially believed was that this guy, the father, was a bad dad, letting his kids run up and down the train, being completely unruly. But now he's just received some new information. How will his perception have changed? Now, how his perception will have changed, may or may not have changed, is by the by, because this is just a story. But what I would like you to do now is just take a couple of moments to consider something in your life, a relationship in your life that isn't quite working out the way that you would like it to work out. You may feel that someone's really offended you or gone against you in some way. And all I would really like you to do now is spend the next 5 to 10 minutes seeing if you can see this problem that you're looking at from their perspective. See if there's anything, any information that you might not have. Is there any information that you could ask for from them? Is there any chance whatsoever that you may have jumped to an incorrect conclusion? Because if there's any chance that you have jumped to an incorrect conclusion in some way, well, this is judgment. And judgment within itself is a fantastic way of completely destroying the trust in any relationship. Now, it may be the case that you don't have this problem, in which case, carry on to the next video. But take a few moments here just to reflect upon yourself, some of your relationships, just to see if there's any conclusions that you've come up with about anyone else that you currently know in your life that you may have gotten wrong in some way. Is your perception true and accurate, or may it be slightly misled? Have a little look and see, and I'll look forward to seeing you again in the next video.